This is The Spotlight, where we profile Namibia's biggest movers and shakers, brought to you by Namdeb, mining for good.
My name's Angie Scholes, and our spotlight this evening is the Namibian Competition Commission's CEO. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Tell us more about Vitalis. Where are you from and what educational background do you have?
Okay. Thank you very much. I was born actually in a small village in northern Namibia, in what is today known as Somsati region. That's where I went to primary school. And then I went to secondary school in Utapi up to standard 8 then. And then from there, I went to Gabriel Tapopi Senior Secondary School in Ongwediva, and that's where I matriculated. And after matriculation, I went to the University of Namibia, where I did my bachelor's degree in public administration, majoring in public administration and economics. And then later on, I took up a master's degree program with the University of Namibia, where I did the Master of Law in Economics, but that's economic law, where I majored in competition law, investment law, international trade law, international commercial arbitration, and that's really my background when it comes to education. And when it comes to employment, after graduating from the university, I started working at the Ministry of Works and Transport those days. And then I only worked there for a year. Then I left and joined the Ministry of Trade and Industry as a trade promotion officer. I worked there for 5 years. And after 5 years, I left the ministry and joined the Bank of Namibia as an economist. And I worked for the bank for more than 10 years.
Wow.
Then after that, I left the bank and joined the Competition Commission, where I am today. So that's really my background.
And now you're basically in your field where you're supposed to be.
Correct. I am in the field where I'm supposed to be as an expert in competition law.
Maybe you could tell us a bit about your hobbies. What do you do in your spare time?
Well, in my spare time, really, I like reading. But I also like, football. I used to play, football at school, but now because I'm aging, I'm no longer playing football, but I like watching football. But yes, my hobbies is actually reading, and also if I'm out there doing a bit of, I love animals. I love to look, after animals, and that's what I do as a hobby.
How does your personality tie into the role of CEO, and what inspired you to pursue this role?
Yes, I am inspired by, by a number of people who have, really inspired me to, to take up this challenge. One of them was my former CEO, Mr. Mie Gaumap. He really inspired me how he was doing things, and then later on, he seems actually like grooming me into, taking over from him, and that's really how it happened. And that's how I ended up becoming a CEO, Initially, maybe I was not interested, but because I was very close to him, he was like coaching me, and I ended up actually being the CEO of the Competition Commission. And I have been serving the commission now for 9 years.
Since taking the reins at NACC, how have you adapted your leadership style over time?
Yes. I have actually adapted my leadership style to ensuring that I manage people and work, but also ensuring that management is not about being distant to people. It's about very close to people. That's how you solve their problems. Because if you are distant, they will not definitely want to associate themselves with you, and you will not know what issues they have for you to be able to address them. But at the Competition Commission, ever since I joined, there is that relationship. The door of my office is always open. although I'm very strict with regard to following the correct procedures, it does not mean that if anyone have an issue that they need to raise with me, they are prohibited from entering my office and raise their issues.
With the amount of commercial transactions subject NACC vetting, how do you manage a healthy work-life balance? Do you have any secret recipe to share with other leaders of the industry?
The issue is basically ensuring good time management, balancing between your work and your other activity. If you're a family person, devoting time as well to the family. And the way one can do it is basically just to make sure that there is efficiency in terms of carrying out your activity at work, ensuring that work is done, but it's done efficiently, because it's, you know, things that we do sometimes not really in an efficient manner that causes us to have backlog, to have, you know, cases lagging behind and all that. But in this case, so far, we have been managing the work of the Competition Commission in such a way that we ensure efficiency and delivering our work on time. I started here as a director of mergers and acquisitions. That's where I started before I became a CEO.
Yeah.
And so far, we really didn't have any serious case where the market was complaining that we have not provided them their determination on matters that they notified to the Competition Commission on time. We have always been keeping to what the law provides us, and that is ensuring that we meet the deadline as per the provision of the law.
What personal core values guide your daily decision making as a CEO?
Yes, as a CEO, my motto really is championing fair markets, empowering consumers. That's my motto. And that has actually resonated with my colleagues as well, because our duty here is to ensure that we ensure that there is fair market out there, and that we ensure that the consumers are empowered by ensuring that the market is competitive. You know, it provides a variety of products to consumers. Consumers are empowered in the sense that they now have a choice in terms of the products that they could buy in the market. And that is what we do on a daily basis.
Yeah. If you could go back to the younger you, the 25-year-old or 24-year-old, and give a piece of advice, what would this lesson or advice be? And would you have done things differently then?
If I would have gone back to those years, I would advise that, those at that age at the moment must have confidence in themselves, because the world out there requires that you have confidence in yourself for you to be able to stand up to what you would want to do in future. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I would advise that, you know, apart from the fact that, of course, they need to study hard for them to be able to achieve something in life, after that, wherever they will find themselves, they must ensure that they are confident in what they do, and that will be able to drive them forward in life.
What book or mentor has played the most significant role in your journey?
Well, I have read a lot of books. As I said, I have read books in economics and in management and in other field. But I am inspired by the books in economics, more specifically the economic foundation, where we study the economic law, which basically tell us about demand and supply in the economy. So and that actually helps me when I deal with consumers and suppliers at the moment. I always go back to my economic one, which is the law of economics, the law of demand and supply, basically.
Yeah.
Ensuring that, you know, yes, the economy needs to provide goods and services, but the goods and services can only be provided if there is demand for that. And that is why there must be a balance between demand and supply.
I don't want to keep you any longer. Just the last question. What advice would you give to our future leaders here in Namibia?
Well, the advice that I can provide is that, leadership is about being humble. Because if you want to lead people, you need to humble yourself. Because when you are a leader, some people say when you are a leader, you are a boss. I said when you are a leader, you are the most servant of all. Because they look at you to be able to provide leadership to them. And you can only be a good leader if you provide leadership in your humbleness. So that's really my advice.
Thank you so much. It was really lovely talking to you.
Thank you very much.
That was The Spotlight, where we profile Namibia's biggest movers and shakers, brought to you by NAMDEB, Mining for Good.